This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and president of Senior Care Consulting. Just want to thank you for joining me here today. I really, really appreciate it. And in fact, so many people listen to Senior Care Live every single week. I just spoke with someone last week, and she said, I've been listening to you for 3 years, and guess what? I've been on the radio for just under 3 years. So she's been with me from the beginning. I just can't tell you how honored I am that so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio. They don't miss it. If they do miss one, they go back and listen to the podcast after the fact. So again, just thank you so much for your support. It is really and truly appreciated. And as you know, by now, I created Senior Care Live to be a safe place where you can get accurate, reliable information that can really and truly help you when caring for an elderly loved one. And frankly, I think that's why so many people tune into Senior Care Live as a trusted source of information. Also have excellent, excellent service providers on the program, like I will just a little bit later in this program. They are the best in their industry. They operate with morals and they operate ethically. And guess what? I associate with other people who do business like I do, doing it the right way. And they all share their knowledge and expertise with all of us here on the radio program and make a significant contribution to the program. And I just can't thank them enough. If you have a question about the information discussed today on Senior Care Live, feel free to call our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. You can call that number 24 hours a day. If you go to the website, it's Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do visit online, be sure, let's get connected socially. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, all of the good stuff. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and check out some upcoming free educational events. We have a really good one coming up here in August. We'll talk more about that later this month. If you want to learn more about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, it's at seniorcareconsulting.com. That's with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. We help you find the right senior care community for your mom, dad, or any elderly loved one. And it could be independent living, assisted living, it could be a nursing home level of care. It could involve Alzheimer's, dementia care, or as I just generally refer to it as memory care. And so that's what we do. It's very much of a highly specialized niche service where we help you find the right place. And then here's a big note of interest here. We do not receive compensation from any care providers out there. We work directly for you, with you, and on behalf of you and your family. We have a flat fee for service model, and it's very affordable, very reasonable. So look, to receive compensation from the care providers would just be a terrible conflict of interest, in my opinion. There are others out there that receive gigantic kickbacks of thousands of dollars just to get you in the door. They don't represent every option that you have. It's very limited, and I won't have anything to do with it. So we work directly for you, and we have different levels of engagement. The highest level of engagement is far less than a one-month stay in an assisted living facility or nursing home. So it's very reasonable. All of our clients say it's the best money they've ever spent. And so for expert guidance in finding the right senior care, feel free to call anytime. We do offer a free consultation at 913-945-2800. We serve families in the Kansas City and the surrounding areas. Also work for families needing to find the right place in California and Nebraska and some other states. But primarily, most of our clients are right here in our expanded metro area. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, so I'm having more and more people call. And they're not totally happy with their current facility, whether it's an assisted living facility or a nursing home. They may be in the memory care level at the assisted living community. It may be at the nursing home. They could be in independent living for all that. All right, so let me go back. They could be in a continuing care retirement community at the independent living level, right, which is kind of the entry point of the continuing care retirement community, and just not totally excited about it, maybe not satisfied with the care, with the food, or with whatever it is, okay? And they're very, very interested in looking at other options, okay? So, yes, we can help you there as well. You don't need to be a first-timer to this. You may have experience at an assisted living facility or nursing home and just not like it. So we can help you explore other options and then compare and contrast. And I'll say that over all of the years that I've received phone calls from someone in this situation, I don't see a solid trend. About half of them will move to a new facility. And about half of them will say, you know what, I've seen what else is available out there, and we're going to go ahead and stay exactly where we're at. And that's fine. Now you know. And so that's kind of been my experience in working with folks over all these years when we're exploring other options while you're already living in a place. But let me give you a couple of examples. So let's say that your mom is in the hospital and you are given a very short notice, a very short discharge notice, which happens, by the way, every day, all the time. I'm not sure why we can't give folks a little more notice than that, but it's like, you know, you come in on a Wednesday afternoon, and they said, by the way, your mom's going to be discharged in the morning. Where do you want to send her for rehab? She can't go home. Where do you want to send her? To an assisted living facility or a nursing home? Where you want to go? And you're like, what? Wait, whoa, wait a minute. There must be some mistake. You're telling me Wednesday afternoon that I have to choose a place for my mom by tomorrow morning. Are you kidding me? Nope. Here's your list. Here's your alphabetized list. Where do you want to go? And you're like, I know nothing about this. I can't make this decision this quickly. Well, guess what? You have to. Sometimes you're stuck with the first open bed that you can grab in a nursing home. Or you ask, someone in the hospital, where would you recommend? Well, we're not supposed to recommend any place, but we've heard, this place does pretty well, or we have a nursing home, or we have, this rehab facility and you could go there. Okay. So the point is you generally have just hardly any time to make this huge, huge decision. You have to make it very quickly, and you didn't know a single thing about the place, but you had to do the best you can. Now you want to do it right. You want to do your homework, and you want to choose the right place for your mom, your dad, your spouse, your elderly loved one. That's just an example. So you got a quick discharge notice. You had to pick a place fast, literally nothing about it, but now you want to do your homework. Okay, so they're getting some care. We don't know if we're totally comfortable with the place. We don't have much of a track record, but we want to do our homework. That's an example. Number two, your dad was discharged to rehab, and so that may or may not be his permanent placement, but he's going there to get rehab. You're not totally sure where he goes after rehab, but you're pretty sure he's probably not going to be able to go home. So do you need to move from there to an assisted living? Does he need the nursing home level of care? Will he stay there? Do you want to look at some other options? So what that does is it gives us a little bit of time where dad is going, or mom, to rehab, and it buys us a little bit of time to do our homework and to get it right. All right. So those are a couple of examples. I even had a client who called me. And she said that her mother was being abused in a nursing home. I don't know all the details, but she was convinced of it. She was very, very upset. And she said, I need your help to find another place immediately. And I mean right now. She was very, very upset. And so we jumped. We moved very, very quickly. And she gave some examples. It didn't sound like it was a good situation. When they made some complaints about the place, she felt like that she was experiencing some retaliatory type of reaction. Well, I'll show you. So it was ugly. It was not a good situation. Now, I wasn't there. I don't know if abuse occurred, but it sounded pretty bad. So we moved quickly. We found a great place, and I mean a great place for her mother. She moved her very quickly. And I followed up, and she said, Mother is settling in here just really, really well. She said, I can't tell you the difference. This is just night and day. I wish I would have called you originally. And then she called me back about a month later. Mother's doing so well here. I can't thank you enough. And I have to tell you that I believe you saved my mother's life. I'm like, wow, that was pretty heavy. That was huge. What a wonderful compliment. So the bottom line is, even if you're currently in a facility, if you are interested in exploring your options, you can call Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800, and we can help you do that. All right, on to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The following medical issue may disqualify you from a long-term care insurance policy coverage. A, memory loss. B, diabetes. C, skin cancer. Or D, all of the above. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, it's 1-800-331-6445. This number is answered 24 hours a day. So if it's late at night or on a weekend, no worries. Call anytime. And also, don't forget, if you're away from your radio and you still want to catch the program and not listen to the podcast after the fact, it's super simple. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button, and it will stream to any electronic device. And it's just so simple. You do not need an application or anything. Seniorcarelive.com, click on Listen Live, and it'll stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The following medical issue may disqualify you from long-term care insurance coverage. A, memory loss. B, diabetes. C, skin cancer. Or D, all of the above. And the answer is D, all of the above. Right? So that's a little bit of a trick question. Okay, because I said may disqualify you. We're going to be speaking with someone here shortly who can probably clear all this up. And I said the medical issue, when there could actually be medical issues that could be a disqualification. Maybe or maybe not. We're going to get the scoop on long-term care insurance here in just a minute. But before we transition, I wanted to talk just briefly about another issue that's just is kind of on my heart. And I've just been running into this more and more and more. So I've been working with a number of families who have been just in a very, very stressful place because it's stressful when your mother is ill, when your dad is, he needs help. And he's not, you still see him as the strong man of your childhood, but guess what? Now he's older, he's frail, and he needs some help. So you, as the adult child, you want to do your best and you want to make the best decisions for them. Well, what I've been seeing is like brother and sister and sister, siblings, in major, major disagreement regarding the care of their parents. Now, they're not being mean. And they're not trying to be, they're not trying to do anything other than do the right thing for their parent. But, well, I think we should do this. No, absolutely not. We need to do this. And so with good intentions, but they're really at a deadlock here. They are, they're literally fighting about this and it's causing damage to their relationship. And you need to be there for each other during the trying times of an illness of a parent or a failing parent that needs a lot of extra help. Well, guess what? We are the objective and unbiased third party advisor or consultant that can really help you and help guide you through these decisions. I can't tell you how many times I have been in a meeting and we have these very different ideas, but I can help them walk through and I can say, well, this idea makes sense because, or this idea does not make sense because, and I can fully explain this. Guess what? You know, we are objective. We don't have 50 years of baggage. Well, you always told me what to do in high school, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I mean, stuff like this comes up. This is really, really difficult stuff. I wasn't there when high school, when the high school, kind of bossy person was doing this thing. Well, you're still doing it today. I mean, it would just be amazed how much you hear in these meetings. Things come out. We are the unbiased, objective third party, and we can tell you what will work and what will not and help guide you through this so that we don't have any permanent fractures in the relationship. Sometimes it's been pretty heated. I felt like a referee, but it was all with the best possible outcome and the best decisions for someone that they loved very, very much. I had two sisters arguing about what was best for their parents. One wanted independent living. Now, this is for their mom, both their mom and their dad. One wanted independent living, and the other one wanted assisted living, and they were making very good cases for why, you know, their approach was right. As it turned out, they were both right. You see, when I personally entered into this discussion, and I am a consultant, I'm not a salesperson, I'm trying to help you navigate through this very difficult and complex decision-making process to find the right solution for your unique situation. So guess what? You're both right. Because one parent really needs independent living. They don't really belong in assisted living. And the other parent absolutely needs assisted living. They would not be a good fit for independent living at all. But they want to be together. Absolutely. So the solution is a continuing care retirement community that offers independent living, assisted living, and the nursing home level of care with memory care at the nursing home level. So they didn't understand that this option existed. They didn't know where to start looking. Guess what? That's what we do. We are able to take care of this quickly, efficiently for them, and make a very difficult process very simple. And I always say it's not easy. This is tough stuff. It's not easy, but we make this very simple, save you a ridiculous amount of time, and help you get it right the first time. So we help mend family relationships. How about that? At Senior Care Consulting. All right. I'm going to shift gears now and introduce to you my special guest today, Mr. Steve Johnson. He is a long-term care insurance expert. And Steve, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be back.
All right. It's good to have you back. Hey, let's jump right in and let's talk about just at the beginning here in the last couple of minutes of this segment, then we'll continue afterwards. But what is long-term care insurance? And by the way, why is that so important?
Yeah, great two-part question, by the way. Let's get right to it. So, Steve, this is the world you help people in, and that's extended care. It's care for activities of daily living where you have a loved one who needs some extra help bathing themselves or feeding themselves. There can be a variety of combinations, but they need help with their daily living. So it's not medical. It's non-medical. We're talking about, so your health insurance, your Medicare will cover medical.
Yep.
This is all the other. So typically causes are accidents, illnesses, or becoming frail with age. It can include severe cognitive impairment, such as Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, this care is most commonly received in the home or assisted living, or just as you talked about, in nursing homes or memory or Alzheimer's units. So that's a nutshell. What we're talking about is care for a loved one for an extended condition, not an acute medical condition. And it's important. Well, maybe we'll get to that next.
And let's talk about why it's important. And for our listeners, you need to hang on because we're going to roll out kind of some bombshell information that I'll guarantee you 99% of the population does not understand about long-term care insurance and a giant benefit that you're just not going to know about. You're going to learn about it in the next segment. But until then, Steve Johnson has been very kind and offering our listeners an awesome book. It's called The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance. You can call him, reach out to Steve Johnson at 913-829-7555 and ask for your free copy about The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance. More right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by, so you can call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss any episode or you want to go back and re-listen or invite someone else to listen to one of the episodes that that they may have missed, go to our podcast page at seniorcarelive.com and you click on podcast, the podcast tab, and you can listen to any previously aired episodes. It is literally that simple. Back to my friend and special guest, Steve Johnson. He is a long-term care insurance expert. And before we go on, Steve, can I embarrass you just for a second?
Please, please do.
You know, we had a conversation offline, and you were mentioning that if someone wants to buy a long-term care insurance policy that is really not the right fit, and the coverage is just so little that it will not have a benefit, that you won't do business in that scenario. You're not out to make a sale. You're trying to do it right. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate that, because I associate with people with high morals and integrity and business ethics, and I appreciate that about you.
Well, Steve, thanks. Sincerely, that's encouraging to hear. And I do expect, I've been taught that you reap what you sow.
Yep.
And that I know in 15 or 20 years, some of my clients' children are going to call me on the phone and say, Steve, I've found this long-term care insurance policy. I see your business card attached to it. Did you help my parent get this policy? And I want to be able to say to them, yes, I did. And I don't want to have to make excuses for the coverage if I think it's second rate.
Yeah, and I've seen so many people with long-term care insurance, and because the agent, and I'm not knocking all agents, but hey, they're out there, okay, sold a policy with such a small benefit that it doesn't really help them cover their assisted living costs or nursing home when they need it. And when those guys and gals get that call, that adult child is going to be very upset with them. You didn't sell them the right policy. This was really a waste of their money.
Yeah. And you know, we've not talked about this much in the past 6 months, but helping find what people's goals are, what they're trying to accomplish is as important as the company that you pick. So really, fitting the right amount of coverage to the person is a big deal to me.
Yeah. Absolutely. I just want to thank you for your approach, because frankly, not everyone has that approach. And I know that, and that's why I say this is a trusted, reliable place to get accurate information and listen to, you know, the top experts in their field. So, thank you for that. So, let's get onto the second part of that first question. So, why is it important to have long-term care insurance?
Yeah, just for into the break. Well, a couple things. You know, Steve, you're talking about the last segment about what can happen between siblings, and when you don't plan ahead for this, and insurance is not the only way to do it, but it's a real effective way to do it.
Yeah.
But when you don't plan ahead, it can make a mess of your family. It can make a mess of your finances. And it can, it's hard to explain to people the impact on a family where the parents have not prepared. And it can create lots of friction. But most people can identify with how much money a long-term care policy will save their estate, will allow them to pass on to their loved ones, will leave the healthy spouse in a good place financially. So there's a lot of, you can't take away the heartbreak of a person needing care, but you can plan ahead for the financial part of it, and it makes an enormous impact.
All right. Excellent. And Steve, thanks for being so generous to offer. I mean, there's some cost to this book. So it's called The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance, Exposing the Myths About Long-Term Care and Long-Term Care Insurance. Steve Johnson is offering this absolutely free of charge to Senior Care Live listeners. If you want your own copy of The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance, Exposing the Myths, give Steve a call right now. And ask for it, and he'll send it out to you. 913-829-7555. For your free copy of The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance, call Steve Johnson, 913-829-7555. All right, Steve, so recently we were doing a workshop about long-term care insurance over in Lee's Summit. It was a great workshop, by the way.
I had a blast.
Yeah, it was excellent. Attendance was great. And so you touched on something that I will guarantee you, I've never met one person, I've been around this for a long time, I don't know of anyone that knows what a partnership plan is and how big, how huge of a deal this is. Can you tell us about what is a partnership plan?
Yeah.
How does it work? Because nobody knows about this.
Yeah, you were surprised when I got done talking about that. You said, Steve, let's talk about that on the radio. So
yes.
Here we are. Let's follow through on what we agreed to do.
Yep.
Okay, so the question is, why is it important? As you just said, it's little known. It's something the states of Missouri and Kansas offer, and it allows a person to buy a policy and effectively double the amount of coverage. And we'll get into the how that works in a moment.
Yeah.
But it allows them, without any additional cost, to protect an enormous part of their estate simply by knowing about this benefit.
See, and that sounds kind of code, right? Because well, what is this? And does everyone offer this and everything? Well, obviously, you know about it, and all of the plans that you work with do qualify for this partnership program.
Yeah. So, the partnership program. A little bit of background.
Yeah.
And I won't bore you with all the details, but let me just say, back in 2007 and 2008, the Deficit Reduction Act allowed the states to make some amendments to the way Medicaid works. Now, mm-hmm. Steve, you know a lot about Medicaid.
Yeah.
And you essentially know that when people run out of money, that's when Medicaid steps in. Well, the states were looking for a way to incent people to get private long-term care insurance, because they know that the Medicaid budgets are there to help those in greatest need. But they can't help everybody, and the budgets are under enormous stress.
They're crushed.
And so what the states did is they said, look, how can we incent people to go buy a private plan? And if that person should use that policy, but they should use it up, and policies do have limits. Mm-hmm. If they used up all of the benefit and still needed more care, how could we set it up in such a way that they would still have their estate protected?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the spirit behind it. And if you're like me and you're a bit skeptical of all things government program, let me just tell you that the government does have the states and the federal, they do have an incentive for people to get long-term care insurance. Because if you think about it, if more people buy policies, less people will be going on Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And those that do use up their policies will not have to exhaust all of their savings, which is how Medicaid normally works. But the partnership amends the way Medicaid works and lets them hold on to assets.
All right. So tell us about the amendment. How does it work?
So let me walk you through an example to answer that question, and then I can go into more details. So there's a lady, let me just call her Betty. And she buys a policy, let's say, that has a $150,000 benefit. And Betty uses, and she needs care. And she uses up that $150,000 in long-term care benefits, and she still needs more care. That partnership policy allows $150,000 of her estate to be off limits, or she does not have to spend down to what you know to be a $2,000 or a $999 minimum, depending on your state. She can hold on to that $150,000 and still qualify for Medicaid to pay for her care in a nursing home, and yet still keep a large part of her estate intact.
Okay, so let me get this right. Without long-term care insurance, Betty will exhaust all of her assets. All of her money will be spent on nursing home care. She gets down to $2,000 in Kansas, $999 in Missouri, and she qualifies for Medicaid.
That's how it works.
If she is really, really smart and buys a long-term care insurance policy, and say she pays $150 a month, a couple hundred dollars, whatever the number is, okay, probably the same or less than she would spend going to her favorite coffee shop every day, okay, she gets long-term care insurance policy. The long-term care insurance policy pays for her nursing home over time at a policy amount of $150,000. And then she runs out of money, or she starts paying privately.
Right. Her policy is exhausted.
Her policy is exhausted. Now she starts writing checks. She does not have to spend her assets down to $2,000 or $999. She spends her assets down to $150,000, and then Medicaid starts paying the bill.
That's right. And they call it dollar-for-dollar asset protection. So however many dollars of long-term care insurance you have, that many dollars of your estate is protected and off-limits. So that's exactly right.
So guess what she just did? She just literally left her family, her children, $150,000 instead of $2,000 or $999.
And you know, that's actually the shortest. She didn't drop into their lap some very difficult decisions that needed to be made. Mm-hmm. And there's many other things that followed that. But yes, just looking at the money, that's right. She protected a very large part of her estate simply by getting a what's called a partnership policy that both the states of Kansas and Missouri offer. They don't cost any extra. It's the same price as a non-partnership. You mm-hmm. just need an agent who knows the insurance companies that offer these policies, and they have no extra requirements.
Excellent, excellent. Steve, let's get into more details about this and the benefits. And I just can't believe that more people don't know about this. And I thank you for bringing this up and representing policies that have this awesome unknown benefit. We're going to talk more about this with Steve Johnson, long-term care insurance expert, right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, Senior Care Live, toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guest, Steve Johnson. He is a long-term care insurance expert. And Steve, thanks for making this book available. It's called The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance, Exposing the Myths. This is an awesome book. And so you're going to mail it out to any of our listeners that would like a free copy.
Yes, yes. And let me put a add to the plug here, Steve. The reason I like this book is if you flip through the chapter titles, it has things like The Government Will Take Care of Me, or My Children Will Take Care of Me. And it just covers some topics that are maybe people they're thinking about, but they're afraid to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. It's too expensive. I can't afford it. Yes, it is affordable. You can't afford to not have long-term care insurance. If people could just be in my brain or be in my meetings every day. Every day. And when I'm working with the family and we're going through placement, I always ask, Does your mom, does your dad, do you have long-term care insurance? Most of the time they do this. They go, oh, no. And oh boy, do we wish we would have signed up for that?
Yep.
Because we're going to lose our shirts here with the cost of care. And every time it's this gasp, oh my gosh, we should have bought that. It's too late now. And then once in a while, I'll work with someone and they'll say, yes, we do. And we're so glad we have this policy because it is going to help us so much.
Mm.
So The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance, call Steve Johnson now. You can call him anytime. 913-829-7555. 913-829-7555. You can also go to the website ltctruth.com. ltctruth.com. All right, Steve. So we're talking about this partnership plan where the long and the short of it is if your plan pays out, I'm going to use some easy math here, $200,000 in long-term care insurance coverage.
Right.
And you run out of money, you don't run out of money, but you run out of
benefits.
A benefit. Okay. I'm keep saying that wrong. Your policy then has paid out its maximum payout. Okay. And let's say you have an estate that has $250,000 in it.
Okay.
You're going to spend it down to $200,000 and then Medicaid will start paying for your care in the nursing home.
That's right. That's right. You nailed it.
So if you don't have long-term care insurance, you will be spending every dime of your $250,000. You will be left with $2,000 or $999, depending on which state you live in. And that is the sum total of your estate. This just is astounding to me. Steven, it's a government program. What's the catch?
Yeah. I'm hesitating because when we went to the break, you're like, people don't know about this. Well, the government doesn't really have a budget to promote it. it's really up to us agents to sound the horn. And in that meeting we had a few weeks ago, you reminded me that I need to blow my horn a little louder.
Yeah.
I need to let people know that this is out there. So is there a catch? That's a fair question. This, like I said, the previous segment, the incentive that the state has is the more people will go out and buy good private long-term care insurance, they're in a much better position to pay out when people really do have a great need. And so it's that trade-off. They're willing to allow you to hang on to a much larger part of your assets, if you will at least take a reasonable step to protect yourself with a good long-term care policy. So it's really a trade-off. And in my opinion, it's one of the best sort of private-public arrangements I've seen in a long time.
It's fantastic. And I have every single person I've ever met, almost every one of them, I guess maybe not everyone, but the vast majority, probably 90%+ of people I meet, they want to leave something to their children.
Yep. That's right.
And they're afraid that they won't be able to leave any money or any part of their estate to their children because they're going to spend it all in a nursing home.
Yeah, if they've known anybody that's needed care, they know that the way the system works, and you don't get around it. You do pay.
That's right. So I don't want to beat up on the Medicaid program because it's a fantastic safety net that says we'll pay for your nursing care if you should outlive your assets, but look, if you have a policy that's going to pay a cap of $200,000, then you can leave, and your estate is worth more than that. You can leave $200,000 to your children.
Yeah, you'll have certainty that you will. That's right. This
is a no-brainer. So, Steve, I'm living in Kansas. I buy this policy. What if I move to another state?
Yeah, you don't want to move to another state.
I don't, because I love living here in Kansas City. It's
no,
awesome.
But seriously, you can move. Okay, there's something called reciprocity, if I could use a nice expensive word,
it's
right?
It's fancy.
Reciprocity. Can you say that?
Yes, I can. Reciprocity.
Okay. So that means that the other states who have partnership programs will honor. So, for example, if you moved, let's say you moved to Alabama. Now, I don't know why anybody would want to do that.
Okay. Nothing against, you know, Roll Tide, but yeah.
But Alabama would recognize your Kansas policy. Arkansas would recognize your Missouri policy. So the states have reciprocity. There's a few states that are in the process of getting on board, but it's such a small number, it's not worth going into. 95% of the states out there honor, so if you move to another state, they'll honor your policy.
Yeah. Okay. That is great to know. And so what if you already have a long-term care insurance plan? How do you know? So say if I had one, and how do I know if it's a partnership plan?
Right,
so
yeah. You know, I get asked that question, a lot. And, what I would say to you is call your agent. You have an agent that helped you get your policy and they will know. And if you make that call and they just don't, they cannot answer your question, that would puzzle me, then give me a call. And I will ask you a couple of questions and can pretty quickly figure out if it's a partnership policy.
Do you offer plans that are only participating in this partnership plan, or do you offer non-participatory plans?
Yeah, good. So the only plans I help my clients with are partnership. And there's one thing we haven't gone into, Steve. We don't need to go into detail, but just to say that your agent needs to understand how this works, because there's the policy needs to be configured. It's not rocket science, but needs to be configured in such a way that it qualifies for partnership. And I'm trained to do that, and I help all my clients do that.
See, and that's why I recommend you with my full throat, with my full endorsement, because you do business the right way. Why would you ever sell someone a policy that does not participate, is not a partnership plan? I'll answer that question, because I think you're just trying to make a sale.
Yep.
Instead of doing the right thing, that you do the right thing.
It's, you know, it does require extra certification for an agent, but it's worth it. It's worth it for the client, and it makes a difference.
So for our listeners, this is just the biggest no-brainer. If your light bulbs are going off and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to look into this. We need this now. Call Steve Johnson. Do not wait. Don't wait, because some health concern can come up overnight and disqualify you from all of this. Okay, call Steve Johnson, 913-829-7555. Steve Johnson, long-term care insurance expert, 913 929-7555. And when you call him and you schedule an appointment with him, it's not a pressure situation. He's going to educate you, and then you can make your decision. Don't forget to ask him for your free copy of this awesome book. It's called The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance, Exposing the Myth. Steve will send that to you free of charge. Steve, thanks so much for being on the program today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me here.
All right. Man, that was awesome. You got to get a partnership plan, long-term care insurance plan. You got to do it. All right. To everyone listening, I am so honored you spent part of your day being with us here and listening to this program. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.